advance there, a wicked culture stood to be drastically changed and leave an indelible mark. But to do so, the Corinthians, just as today's kingdom agents, needed to deploy with an awareness of three critical perspectives. First, kingdom agents must remember that at a point in time they lived lives as irreconcilable as any Corinthian they could ever meet. The phrase, living like a Corinthian, was commonly used to describe anyone who lived out of control sexually. We were all Corinthians before Christ saved us. We were all living irreconcilable, out-of-control lives on some level. We all remain Corinthians in recovery from something. But God, through His great love and grace, has invited us to a new life into the kingdom that has changed everything. Now our message is one of love and testimony of God's grace. Old things have passed away. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, for us Corinthians. So ask yourself, did God do something incredible for me when He saved me, or did I do something incredible for Him? The right perspective matters when influencing others. If our faith is all about us, our choices, and our churches, then at best, we will show Corinthians we have pride issues they hope never to have. But at worst, we will put life in the kingdom on a shelf that they feel they cannot possibly reach. Our life with God should feature a testimony that includes, if God can save me, He can save anybody. Second, a kingdom agent must remember Corinthians are normally pretty self-aware. People are seldom blind to the depth of their own depravity. They know they should live better and make better choices. Their lives are one continual consequence of bad moral and relational decisions. But they are often so overwhelmed by their own messy lives that they become hopeless. Living out their own view of themselves with fatalistic attitudes, they believe there is no way out. And they know for sure a holy God would have little interest in the mess they created. Yet kingdom agents have personally experienced what a Corinthian does not think is possible. Their irreconcilable lives have been reconciled to God in Christ. They are living hope for the hopeless. Third, a kingdom agent must remember there are perfectly good reasons why Corinthians feel irreconcilable to God. The most obvious is because without Christ, they are irreconcilable. They live in constant guilt because they truly are guilty. The message from kingdom agents is one of hope, but not false hope. I believe people who are on a spiritual journey to find...